Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp, and you?
I'm doing well. Most people who listen to this radio show know that you're the source of much of the statistical information that Floor Focus uses in its publication. And based on an interview I did yesterday with Home Depot and their planned rollout of LifeProof, I've gotten several calls related to people asking, you know, just how much carpet does Home Depot sell? And I thought this might make an interesting topic to bat around. So are you willing to bat some numbers around with me?
Sure.
All right. So there are a couple things that we have published in the past year that I think is part of what you need to use to get there. We did publish in the May issue of this year that we think carpet sales at wholesale value was around $8.3 billion in the U.S. in 2014. And we also last November published our estimate on Home Depot's total flooring sales in 2014, because it was toward the end of the year. And that's at retail value. And we said it was close to $4.2 billion. So given those two pieces of information and knowing that Home Depot is mostly selling residential, to talk me through what you think their market share is.
Well, if I could start at the headline, I'm looking at something in the vicinity of 15% of residential broadloom carpet is represented by the 1,977 Home Depot stores in the United States.
So you think it's as high as 15? I think that might be high, but make a case for how you get there.
We know they publish a number for their percent that flooring represents of the total, but we believe that might be inflated with some other product categories. Without getting too into the weeds, it's probably a little closer to what Lowe's publishes, which is a fairly clean number. Mm-hmm. When you take that and adjust it for foreign sales, taking out Canada and Mexico and so forth, and then we look at other sources for our own research plus the Census of Retail Trade, and we're looking probably at Home Depot carpet sales being in the vicinity of 30% of their overall sales. Now, that may be a little high. It may be closer to 25%. Mm-hmm. But in any case, that's the ballpark we're working from. And when you multiply that times their domestic sales figure and divide it by the total retail value for broadloom residential sales, you get anywhere from something in the vicinity of 15% of the U.S. market is represented by their store chain.
And that's just 50% of what's sold in broadloom at retail, right?
That's correct.
So that's not the 15% of the $8.3 billion number, which included commercial and direct builder and multifamily. So it's
No, that's not included in that. And you also have to accept we haven't adjusted for that, but they are collecting some installation revenues in that and reporting that with the floor covering sales. So whatever it might be, $39 a room or whatever they charge, that's going to be built into that.
All right,
so it might even be a little less than 15.
All right, so there's some adhesive and some tack strip and some labor in there. So
right.
I got you. All right. So another thing that I know you'd like to talk about, and I want to definitely leave some time for this, is that this news, this LifeProof, and we've done some research with the Patent and Trademark Office, this LifeProof, actually, it's interesting to watch the movement on it. It was filed for registration by Mohawk several years ago. Then they abandoned it, and it was picked up by Home Depot just a year or two ago. So they own the trademark, and I know you've got an opinion about these store brands, so tell me what you think about that.
Well, I think it's a power play by Home Depot. They're filling a void that the manufacturers have left by walking away from their brand equities. And the retailers increasingly are picking up the slack and pushing their brands out there, you know, their private label products. They're branding them with their own store brands, and pretty soon, if these manufacturers aren't careful, that they're going to be nothing but commodity suppliers to retailers who are specifying, you know, their own products with their own brands. Mm-hmm. You know, Home Depot spends a ton of money on advertising. They spent, according to their annual report last year, they spent $884 million. And Lowe's spent another $819. You just take the percentage of flooring of that, and you got a pretty nice size advertising budget. In the case of Home Depot, you got, in, you know, north of $50 million.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of talking to consumers. And in a vacuum where many manufacturers aren't doing it, it's going to be multiplied even louder. So, you know, Home Depot is on their way to becoming a real, well, they're already a force in the floor covering business. But now we're going to start measuring their carpet brands up there with the big guys.
Well, you know, another interesting factor we've got to dial into this, I think it was in 2010, I think March of 2010, that Invista went down to Atlanta and visited those guys and said, you're not going to sell Stainmaster anymore. We're going to give this to Lowe's exclusively in the home center channel. And I asked some of the people that made that decision recently about whether or not that was a wise decision, and they said it was, which tells me that they've gotten more Stainmaster sales out of Lowe's than they projected they would get by selling all three, because Lowe's has jumped behind it. And we know Pet Protect at Lowe's has done really well, right?
Yes. And quite frankly, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, Stainmaster is one of the few brands that was advertised and has been advertised over the last several years. So they put some money behind it and got good results for it.
Okay, this is all interesting. I appreciate you spending time with me. Santa, before we go now, you've just recently published your annual U.S. Floor Report, which is a statistical review of the total flooring business, right?
That's correct. And some of our analysis, obviously, a lot of the analysis came out of that report that we're doing for this conversation.
Okay. Again, been talking to Santo Tercivia with Market Insights, LLC, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.